and Horse News, your global link.
Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 passed in National Assembly. Works on Serengeti Mpika Road to start in April 2026. And ECOWAS rejects Guinea-Bissau military transition plan, warns of sanctions. Good evening, with the main news, I'm Angel Okasabo. The National Assembly has approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 after it secured the required two-thirds majority, clearing the way for presidential assent for it to become law. The bill was passed following the successful completion of both the second and third readings in the House. After the third reading, 137 members of Parliament voted for the bill, while zero voted against the bill and none abstained from the vote. During the sittings, members of Parliament debated the bill and subsequently voted in its favour, allowing it to pass through all the required parliamentary stages. With parliamentary approval now secured, the next step in the legislative process is for the bill to be presented to the President for assent. Once assented to, the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 will officially become part of the country's supreme law. Meanwhile, President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to respect the outcome of the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 following its approval in the National Assembly. The President has urged all stakeholders, including government, the opposition, civil society and citizens, to now shift their focus towards national development. President Hichilema has emphasized the need for Zambians to move forward together as a one people, united by a shared destiny, and to reaffirm the national motto, One Zambia, One Nation, in order to collectively work towards the country's progress and prosperity. In a post on his official Facebook page, the head of state said Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025 had been one of the most topical and consequential issues of the time, testing both the strength of Zambia's democracy and the unity of the nation. President Hichilema said the ultimate winners in the process are the people of Zambia and the country's democracy, as the matter was resolved through the country's duly elected representatives. Government has announced that rehabilitation works on the Serengeti Mpika Road will commence in April 2026 at the end of the rainy season. Minister of Infrastructure and Urban Development Charles Milupi says the project will be implemented through a grant under the Transport Corridors of Economic Resilience TRESA program, funded by the World Bank at a cost of $270 million. Speaking in the National Assembly today, Mr. Milupi explained that the works will be carried out in two lots. Lot 1 will involve the construction of a 105-kilometer stretch between Serengeti and Lukulu, while Lot 2 will cover 103 kilometers from Lukulu to Chilonga area. The minister was responding to a question from Chitambo Member of Parliament, Remember Mtale, who sought to know whether government is aware of the deplorable state of the Great North Road between Serengeti and Lavushmanda districts, and what urgent measures are being taken to prevent loss of lives and property due to road accidents on the affected section. Mr. Milupi acknowledged the poor condition of the road and said the ministry is currently finalizing procurement procedures, noting that World Bank-funded projects require adherence to strict processes. In the interim, government has intensified sport road inspections, pothole patching and road widening on the affected sections to improve safety as bidding documents are being finalized, said Mr. Milupi. Glorious Bible Gospel Church presiding Bishop Benson Chisenga has urged young people to uphold godly conduct and discipline as the festive season approaches. Bishop Chisenga emphasized the importance of proclaiming the gospel during the festive period, noting that it is a time when people are more open and receptive to spiritual messages. Speaking in an interview with RSV News in Lusaka today, Bishop Chisenga said that the festive season should be a time of thanksgiving, responsibility and celebration of Christ, rather than excessive focus on material things. The idea is to practice thanksgiving and responsibility and to celebrate Christ beyond the season, said Mr. Chisenga. Mr. Chisenga noted that Christmas is not about food, clothing or entertainment, but about giving, showing love and helping the needy. Chapter 2, verse 11, urging young people to keep the scripture at the center of their celebrations.
Avoid substance abuse of alcohol and drugs and anything of that nature. They must avoid immorality, sexual immorality. They must avoid violence. Their conduct must reflect Christ. Their conduct must demonstrate responsibility of a citizen of our country. Patriotism and responsibility and accountability. Their conduct must reflect someone who must be honorable before their family members and somebody who should.
The Poultry Association of Zambia says the current improvement in electricity supply is still insufficient to meet the demands of the poultry industry. Last week, Minister of Energy Makozo Chikote said the power supply has improved, with some areas now receiving up to 10 hours of electricity per day. But speaking in an interview with RCV News in Lusaka today, Association President Dominic Chanda said that while the development is commendable, the number of hours remains inadequate for effective operations in the poultry sector. Mr. Chanda explained that poultry producers are yet to see meaningful improvements on the ground, particularly in product storage and preservation. The association has not yet started seeing any significant change on the ground until consumers are able to refrigerate their products for 1 to 2 weeks without them going bad, said Mr. Chanda. He expressed concern that the continued energy challenges are hindering growth in the poultry industry.
So if there's an increase, for example, for 1 to 2 to 3 hours, that will not be enough still to keep the fridges in a working condition and change the consumption pattern by the consumers. So we have not yet started seeing any significant changes on the ground until we reach a stage where consumers will be able to have that power to pump their to actually make their fridges in a working conditions to keep the fresh product in a state that can be consumed even after 1 week or 2 weeks.
In Africa News, West African leaders have rejected a transition program announced by Guinea-Bissau's military rulers, calling instead for a swift return to constitutional order and warning of targeted sanctions against those obstructing the process. The position was reaffirmed on Sunday in Nigeria's capital Abuja, where heads of state and government met for the 68th summit of the Economic Community of West African States, ECOWAS, amid growing concerns over insecurity, economic pressures and political instability across the region. Opening the summit, ECOWAS Commission Chairman and Sierra Leone's President Julius Maada Bio warned that the resurgence of unconstitutional changes of government continues to pose serious threat to regional stability. Coming up shortly, Chile elects far-right Jose Antonio Kast as next president. This and more, stay tuned.
Cervical cancer. Cervical cancer begins on the surface of the cervix. There are two main types of cancer of the cervix. About 80% to 90% are squamous cell carcinomas, or 10% to 20% are adenocarcinomas. Early stages of cervical cancer do not involve pain or other symptoms, but the first identifiable symptoms include watery or bloody vaginal discharge with a foul odor, and vaginal bleeding after intercourse or exercise. Regular screening for cervical cancer can literally save your life. Remember, your health is your responsibility. Act now.
And now for the rest of the news. Chile has elected the far-right wing Jose Antonio Kast to be its next president after an election campaign that was dominated by themes of security, immigration and crime. Kast beat the governing left-wing coalition candidate Janet Jara decisively, with more than 58% of the vote in his third attempt at running for president. It marks the biggest shift to the right since the end of Chile's military dictatorship in 1990. That's the news to date. Here is another look at the headlines. The National Assembly has approved the Constitutional Amendment Bill No. 7 of 2025, clearing the way for presidential assent for it to become law. Government has announced that rehabilitation works on